And I'm happy now to welcome back to the program Jenny Parks. She's president and CEO of the New Mexico Community Foundation. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you. Now, this is really, it's not only Valentine's Week, but it's really Women's Week in so many ways. 1 billion Rising is happening on Valentine's Day this Thursday. And you are doing all sorts of things for women here in New Mexico. There's a new group called NewMexicoWomen.org.
Correct. NewMexicoWomen.org is a new fund and initiative of the New Mexico Community Foundation. And the reason we decided to start it is because the Community Foundation has invested in women and girls for a very long time and in pretty substantial amount. But we realized as we went across the state having community conversations and listening to community leaders in different rural communities, that we felt like it would be better to be more strategic, to raise funds, to really provide some education around the issues impacting women and girls in our state, to provide leadership around those issues, and then to help raise funds so that we can invest strategically in the nonprofits that are working to improve the lives of women and girls in the state.
And so what are you doing this week?
This week is an exciting week for us. We are going to have a presence at the legislature on Valentine's Day, February 14th. We'll have six of our grantees from all over the state, really, from Farmington, Hobbs, Navajo Country, Lordsburg, and here in Santa Fe, coming and having a presence as well in the rotunda. We will participate with the 1 billion Rising, and we also
are you going to do the dance?
I don't know if I'm personally going to do the dance. I haven't practiced, but I would love. I've never been in a flash mob, but
right,
maybe that'll be fun. We'll see. Anyway, and then we also are having a certificate of recognition read on both the Senate and the House floor on the 14th, recognizing NewMexicoWomen.org and the work that we've been doing and the work that we want to continue to do. And one of the things that we are also highlighting this week, we're having a private reception, a legislative reception on the evening of the 13th. And one of the reasons we're having that is to share with the legislature a new report that we have that will be coming out in April. The report is really an indicators report, and it looks at the lifespan of a woman here in New Mexico, from being a child to a young girl to a teenager to a mother to our elderly, because at different ages of a woman's lives there's different things happening for them, there's different needs. And so we're looking at how are we doing in New Mexico, and then how do we compare to the rest of the country on a variety of indicators that are indicators that would reveal, you know, women's health, women's well-being, what it takes for women and girls in New Mexico to thrive.
Who are some of the recipients? Who are some of these people who are involved with New Mexico, NewMexicoWomen.org?
Well, some of the grantees who will be at the legislature with us, Masada House out of Farmington, they are a transition housing nonprofit for incarcerated women. So they help women who come out of jail, may not have financial means, may, you know, need to get their life back together, learn how to get a job, that sort of thing, and they help them. The Santa Fe Indian School, right here in Santa Fe, the Santa Fe Indian School Leadership Institute has a program called Brave Girls, and it's really about young girl empowerment, helping them think about their future and their education, and looking at building their leadership. There's another organization like that out of Hobbs called My Power, Inc., and they work with middle school girls about their own, again, looking at body image, health issues, trying to help them grow confidence that they have the power to have the life that they want to have. Finally, we have two others, Oso Vista Ranch Project, which is out of Rama, Navajo, and it's a traditional women's, they promote agricultural projects and work on that. And then Hidalgo Spirit, which is from Lordsburg. And Lordsburg is on the very south part of the state, of course, and it works with economic development for women in a place that's pretty depressed economically. So they're all going to be up here. I hope you the listeners will come by on the 14th. We'll be on the east part of the rotunda, and we'll be there all day.
Is there any legislation that you're supporting specifically?
Not this year. There are a few bills that are out there that we do support, but we're not actively lobbying for them. There's a movement right now, of course, on the federal level to reenact the domestic violence law, domestic violence against women, which is expiring. And I know there's a lot of legislators from New Mexico. They're looking to pass a resolution in support of that, and we support that. And then there's also a movement to get an equal pay law passed, both on a federal level and a state level. New Mexico is one of the states that did pass their own Equal Rights Amendment back in 1973, but currently still New Mexico women make 77 cents on the dollar for what males make. And on the national level, it's 79 cents on the dollar, but in New Mexico here, it's even a little bit lower.
Is that, I mean, do we get, like, let's say two people are teachers, is the male teacher getting paid more, or is it that there's still this divide between the kind of jobs that men tend to do and the kind of jobs that women tend to do, and women's work is less paid?
I think that's a great question, and I don't know the answer to that. I think that it's probably a combination of both, and as we continue with our research and looking at the indicators, hopefully we'll be able to detect what is it exactly that's causing that to be the case. I believe on the national level, when they look at those statistics, they are looking at equal jobs, equal pay for equal jobs. So I think that it's not just, you know, taking an average of how much men make, comparing it to an average of how much women make. I think they look at specific industries and break it down that way.
Well, very important work, and the New Mexico Community Foundation is doing wonderful stuff. Jenny Parks is the president and CEO. Anything else you want to let people know about before we go?
Just want to mention that this year is our 30th year. We're celebrating at the New Mexico Community Foundation. We will continue to work throughout the state to try to bring resources to our most vulnerable communities and people, and we look forward to celebrating our 30th year this year. So stay tuned. There'll more to come.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.